most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I am your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night edition here of LA Talk Radio's Max and Friends. We are moving along. We're just having a wonderful summer. Before we start anything and go anywhere, there's two things I got to say. One, I'm sending my love out right now to Rolanda Watts. You know her here tonight. You've seen her here on Max and Friends. Well, yesterday her father passed away. So Mr. Roe Watts, we're sending our love to the whole Watt family, to my girl Rolanda. Love you. I spoke to you today on your show, and I'm just sending you all the love that you need. And remember that saying, and this goes to everyone who's lost someone, every time you say my name, my spirit shall live. So say those who have passed on and say their names and let their spirits live. Speaking about spirits, how y'all doing tonight? Well, it's going to be one of those nights tonight. You already hear the oh-ing and ah-ing because that's Tamara Montana here with me tonight. And that means you all better hide your kids because get them out the room. We're talking about sex tonight. Yes, we are. Y'all love these sex shows. And I'm glad that Tamara's back here with me tonight. So how you doing, Tamara?
Oh, my gosh, Max. It feels so good to be back on the show here with you again, my dear. It's
You talk about yummy. You just love your girl, get your groove on.
it's fun.
It's fun. Tonight, we're talking about chakra sex, people. We spoke about it last week. Well, that was that last week, 2 weeks ago when Tamara was here. And I said, you know what, Tamara, let's just book you because we need to have you on. We need to talk about chakra sex. We need to get people line it up. What did I say tonight on Twitter? Speaking of Twitter, hit me up at Max Tucci with your sex questions there. Line them up and get it on, right?
Amen.
Ain't that the truth? Well, Tamara, before we go anywhere, we're going to have two special guests tonight. We have Mystical Mother. Check this out. You know, I do my research, but I always give Tamara, you know, the stage because she's Max and Friends in a circle. She's my number one here. So we have Mystical Mother Tracy Elise. She's an ordained minister of sacred sexuality. She considers herself a radical tantrist and teaches people how to access the chakra, the ladder of light. She has shared magnetic touch tantra with over 6,000 people in private sessions and workshops since 2001. She's on the show coming tonight with her oldest son. His name is Ghazi, who co-founded the family's tantra school with her in 2004. Ghazi's 28 years old, and he practices a tantric lifestyle since the age of 18, so for 10 years there. He offers magnetic tantra and whole body healing to men, women, and couples in his private practice in Los Angeles. His seekers learn to use chakras for better love, better living, and staying connected to their true self. So we're going to talk about that tonight. But Tamara, inform us, what is chakra sex?
Oh, my gosh. You know what, Max? It's like going from a world that is black and white and stepping into a world that is full of vibrant color. And that's what the chakras represent, the jewel tones, the greens, the reds, the yellows, the blues, the purples. I mean, there's something so magnetic that when we breathe in the breath of life, and I love what you said at the beginning, when you speak the person's name, their spirit lives. It's like when you speak from that space, from your soulful chakra colors, you live, you're alive, you are in color, and you are connected. And people will feel your heart before you ever enter the room.
And before you ever enter them, right?
Amen, brother.
Let's get pornographic on Max and Friends.
Well, exactly. Listen,
you know what? In all sincerity and all reality, people, we're giving you a show tonight. It's a life class because this is stuff you need to know. Sex isn't about, you know, their famous song, Stick It In, Pull It Out, Don't Mess My Hair Up. It's not about that anymore. You know what I'm saying? And it's not, sex isn't just about making babies anymore. It's about pleasuring your partner, whether you're straight, gay, bisexual, trisexual, try it once, try it as many times as you want. Try it is the point. So let's start at the root, Tamara, the red, right? We've got all these colors. Just guide us through the colors as quickly as possible, because we're going to play a mantra that's going to be for some sexual healing and some divine sexual mantra. So let's just talk about the colors so we line them up right now.
Oh, I love that. Yes, the root chakra, the red color, that is connected to your ability for success, for making money, for your lust, for your passion in life. It's that the red color of the growing area. That's the part that's on fire. That's the part that throbs when you're turned on. You know, when you're turned on in life, when you're turned on with your partner, it's the part of you that just pulsates.
Speaking of pulsating, let's move up the line. What's next after red?
Yes, then that's orange. Orange represents all of your emotions, all the feelings. So to be able to connect with someone, not just with your growing, but with your emotions, with your sadness, with your happiness, with whatever it is that you're going through, the orange represents the emotions. And then you move on up to the yellow, which is the solar plexus. That has everything to do with your power and tapping into your stance in the world, your confidence. Then moving on up to your heart, which is the green color. The green is your heart that radiates out. And so that is like, you know, our heart has a brain too. So that it represents everything that has to do with the heart is the green. Then moving on up to the blue, and that's in your throat. That has to do with your expression, with your speech, with the way you communicate, with the words you eloquently put together. That blue color represents that. Then moving on up to the purple, that represents, you know, your spiritual connection. And then even tied in with the crown chakra, which is the white, that is the higher consciousness. That is the place that your soul lives, that longs to be awakened.
Well, I long for my soul to be awakened. It's awakened. I can feel it now. You know, if you all go back to my archives, Grandma Letty, my grandmother, she was here about, 2 years ago now. I'm here 5 years now. But she was here about 2 years ago or so, and she did chakra alignment. So if you all want to check that out, go get that. Go get that show, because it was great to have her here. It's all about the breath and chakra alignment. Get your chakras aligned. Release your inhibitions, people. That's what we're talking about tonight. We're going from the red, the orange, the yellow, the heart. I love that heart chakra. That green, the blue, the purple. And we're just going to line those up and get it on. We're going to get freaky tonight. But not freaky in the sense that, you know, we want you to explore, be happy. And sex is going to be pleasurable when you get the chakras aligned up. You might think I'm crazy right now. You're like, what the hell is Max Tucci talking about with Tamara Montana? These two get together and they have these shows we don't understand. By the end of this show, not only are you going to understand it, but you're going to have a better love-making session. So on that note, amen, Tamara.
Amen, brother. You know what's so cool is that we, like you said, just stick it in and don't mess my hair up. You know, that is so one-dimensional. When you bring in all the different chakras, it's like you go from just a flat screen to 3D or 4D, because you solicit your emotions, your intellect, your heart. You feel the other person. That's what all the avatars about, when they put their hand on each other's heart and they say, I see you. That is intimacy. Intimacy.
That's right. Into me see. I see it. Well, before we get in any more intimate, I'm going to play for you all a mantra. It's called the Kama Deva mantra. And it's one that's really about sacred love making. So you might want to get this together, people. Get your record ready. I've got my phone going, so let me lower that here. We've got people who are already tweeting us. So definitely thank you for listening. And you know, my show's going to archive, so you're not missing anything, because they're there. They'll be up. But the Kama Deva mantra is one that you all need to know. It's a mantra that's going to get you in the mood, and it's sacred lovemaking, people. So it's when the two of you just connect. So we're going to connect you here tonight on Max and Friends. And when we're back, Tamara Montana is going to be here, and we have Tracy Elise joining us. So stay tuned to Max and Friends right here on LA Talk Radio. And hey, Ronan, how you doing tonight? We got to always give a shout out to Ronan. So Ronan, let's get that mantra going so that we can get people, you know, in tune with themselves. Stay tuned, everyone. Mm-hmm. We'll be right back.
Kama Pujitaye Namaha. Om 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 Kama Pujitaye Namaha.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I am your host, Max Tucci. Hey, Ronan, what is everyone listening to?
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends.
All right, this is Max and Friends. How you doing, Tamara?
I'm doing good, Max.
Now, you know, we have a little bit of reverb here in the studio, but they don't hear it live, so go with it.
Oh, good. Okay.
All right.
Max, so excited,
you know,
with Tracy.
Yeah, Tracy's here. We have Mercury in retrograde, so you know we have a little bit of funkiness going on in the studio, but that just seems to be the problem with us. I think we just have so much energy together, Tamara, that's what happens, don't you?
I think so, too. We vibrate, absolutely.
We do.
You know what? You sound clear now.
Hey, speaking of vibrate, why don't you tell us about your vibrator? Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, I've invented the ultimate vibrator of all time that is multi-orgasmic and not only hits the three different orgasmic spots, but actually heals women from the inside out. It's absolutely incredible that we carry, you know, as a general rule, women, when they have sexual trauma in their lives, they carry it in their cervix. So I've studied this and I've actually experienced it where there's a circular massage that can be done around a woman's cervix who's experienced trauma, and she has a cathartic release. And that's one of the most beautiful bonding experiences a woman can have with her partner when she does release that kind of pain, because it opens up a doorway. It's like a portal to what God intended sex to be, which I think is absolutely gorgeous and beautiful and divine.
Well, speaking of portholes, Tamara, where can people find you?
They can find me at www.tamaramontana.com.
There you go. Are you on Twitter yet?
You know what? I think so. I need to.
Okay, we'll find out by the end of the show. But okay. Speaking of Twitter, we do have someone who is on Twitter, Goddess Temple USA. That's our mystical mother, Tracy Elise, is here tonight. Welcome to Max and Friends. I'm so honored that you're here. I think we're going to have a fantastic time, because not only are you going to give some orgasmic homework for men, but you're also going to teach us a few things. So welcome to Max and Friends, Tracy.
Thank you, Max. Hi, Tamara. I just have to say, can I get one of those? Where do I get one of those vibrators? I'm going to have to get one. I think that sounds like an excellent addition to my life and my energy practice.
Oh, my goodness. I'll have to talk to you more about that. Yes.
Yes, y'all will talk.
I started to get a little bit all, you know, like juicy nectar feeling just listening to you talk about it.
You see, ooh, we spoke yesterday, Tracy, about the nectar. You got that nectar flow going on, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Ooh. Thank you.
All right. Well, speaking of the nectar and the flow, we've got, you know, the Om Kama Puji going. So we've got our Kama Deva up and going, and we've got the chakras aligned up. So tell us about Egyptian chakra sex and the Ka, or the human light body.
Thank you. I'd love to talk about that. I've been practicing chakra-oriented sexuality and teaching that to people, either in workshops, play shops, and also in private sessions. And I had my first experience with chakras from some Osho followers. Osho is a modern Tantra master. He's not with us on the earth now, but if you want to learn a lot about Tantra from a Hindu perspective, Osho's a wonderful teacher, lots of stuff about him online and on YouTube. And one of the sannyasin, one of his followers, one of his students, turned me on to a book called Tantric Love. And in that book, which is still available, it's out of print, but you can get it on Amazon, and there's a chart in there that fascinated me, and I built my whole practice on this one image, and that is that we have these energy centers, vortexes, if you will, and the word chakra just means spinning wheel. So we have these wheels of light, these vortexes that draw energy into the body, and then in other places the energy flows out of the body, because you can't have energy just flow in, flow in, flow in. You're a finite vessel and you'd blow up. So you've got energy in and you've got energy out. And this chart in the Osho book, actually, it's a book by a couple of his followers, Geho and Sarita. But in this chart, it showed that men and women have oppositely charged chakras. So all the places on a man's body that flow out, a woman's vortex flows in. And women have places on their body that sends energy, and in that exact spot, a man receives. And what I like about the Egyptian tantric system is it's not just the basic boy-girl, but they actually get into the more sort of advanced energy study of gay, bi, lesbian, and also neutral people. They're, according to the Egyptian mystery schools, some people are born, they come down to the planet as a soul and a body, and they're not even wired for sex. Which I can't imagine why you would do that, but but some people do. I call them the voyeurs. They're here to observe. And and so the chakras, these energy centers, with some very simple hand exercises, you can actually touch your partner. And this also works male to male, male to female, female to female. Because basically one partner is going to tend to be outflowing, and one partner is going to tend to be inflowing or grounding. And when we understand the inflow, outflow in our hands, we can literally make magnetic connections. You know how when you were in grade school and your teacher might have given you a couple magnets? Remember that? How fascinating that was? If you had two positive magnets and how you couldn't get them to touch no matter what you did? Remember that? Okay. But then when you've got a negative and a positive magnet, one that's sending and one that's receiving, the magnets just stick together, like really solidly just suck face and stick together. So when I discovered magnetic touch, magnetic tantra, that became my whole practice, because just by understanding the inflow, outflow on your hands and where to touch your partner, you can make these amazing circuits where your energy just flows into the other person and their energy flows back into you. And when someone's having, when you're being intimate and you actually close the circuit, you close the loop, then the energy gets trapped and it recirculates over and over again in that circuit. That's one of the ways that Tantra practitioners have much longer, stronger, more intense orgasms, is once you understand how to close the loop using your hands, while you're making love, or else if you just line up the chakra, line up the chakras in your body, you'll get a similar effect. So I'm really into the chakras as energy centers, And once we start to use our hands, we can make these dynamic, magnetic, really powerful energy connections with our partner.
I love it. Tamara, I know you have a question.
Wow. So the idea is to close the loop. That is fascinating. Say more about that.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of the Ouroboros? It's a symbol of a snake that's eating its tail, and so it's a circle. Mm-hmm. But if people think about electricity, but how things, when you want to begin to study energy, if someone's a beginner with energy, energy moves the way water moves, only a lot faster. So energy is moving from point A to point B, and then from point B to point C, et cetera. You know, your energy is always flowing and moving. It's not usually at rest. So to close the loop, here's an example. When you let's talk about a guy that's cultivating his energy. In the temple, we talk about masturbation into cultivation. Now, there's nothing wrong with masturbation, but I have an issue with the word masturbation. The root word of masturbation, I learned this from Sherry Winston, who's a great sex teacher out in New York, and the word ma means origin. And turb is the root word of turbulence. So when we masturbate, we make turbulent our own source. So in the temple, we say, don't masturbate, cultivate. And when we think of the word cultivation in the Taoist sacred sex practice, they always speak of cultivating your microcosmic orbit. So, but when you cultivate, that means you're going back every day and you're making sure that your energy's flowing and you're getting it to move around freely, and you want to amplify that energy. So most people, when they have an orgasm, the orgasm just releases out into the matrix, out into the web of life. When you learn how to touch your partner at the moment of orgasm on one of the chakra energy centers, it traps that orgasmic outflow and redirects it back into the body of your partner. And then if they're also looping, touching you so that the loop is closed instead of open, then that energy just keeps circulating and circulating and circulating, and you get these really strong, dynamic, powerful orgasms. In the Egyptian mystery schools, the practice of magnetic tantra, they used orgasm to ascend, basically to become supernatural, to become an ascended master. Every sacred sex practice that I've ever studied all have the same goal in mind, to harness this orgasmic energy, recirculate it in the body so that you can find the fountain of youth, and if you do it right, you can live forever. It actually brings you into an immortal state. And I'm like, wow, I just wanted better orgasms, and look at that. I'm on the path to immortality now.
Whoa. Right. Whoa.
Totally fascinating, right, Tamara? But now let me ask you a question, Tracy, because here we have the 8 styles of sex energy orientation. So let's talk about those styles, because, you know, when we talk about sex styles, people think about doggy style and think about, you know, 69 style. But let's talk about the 8 styles of sex energy orientation.
Right. These are in the Egyptian mystery schools, they did believe in reincarnation, that the soul comes from the realms of light down to the dense physical plane here on Earth. And they thought that the Earth school was about learning to send and receive energy and light. And so they described the soul of the human being as an 8-pointed star, a tetrahedron. And they believed that everybody that is on Earth would come to Earth over many lifetimes, and you'd be practicing sending and receiving energy through different kinds of bodies. And so I want to say, a lot of people, if you're raised in certain religions, you may have been taught that proper sex, sacred sex, moral and ethical sex is for married people making babies. And that's such a finite view. And I know nobody listening to this show probably thinks that, but in the Egyptian temple, sex energy, orgasmic energy, was used to strengthen your matrix of energy and light. The Egyptians used this word ka, your ka. So when you have an orgasm and you recirculate that energy, you're strengthening your ka. Now, going back to the 8 types of sexual energy orientation. The teaching that they gave in the ancient mystery schools was that everybody would have at least one lifetime trying out each of these different energy styles, and then as you continued to have more and more lifetimes, you would discover which one was the one that you liked the best. And then you'd have many lifetimes in that style, and of course, and then maybe some other style you wouldn't like it and you'd only do it once. But you had to do a lifetime on each of the 8 points of the star so that your soul star was balanced and had each of these orientations. So you could be born in a male body, magnetically attracted to females. You could also be born in a male body, only attracted magnetically to other men. You could also be born in a male body attracted to men and women, what we would call bi, or you could be born in a male body and you're neutral. You have both male and female energy flowing through you, and so you're androgynous, or you might say magnetically neutral. So there's 4 of them, and then you could be born female to male, a female who likes only other women. You could be born a female who's bisexual, you're magnetically attracted to both men and women, or you could be born a female and your energy patterns are neutral. And I believe that when we come down with this neutral pattern, these people are not, they're not susceptible to the magnetic, crazy sex energy that most of us feel when you're really attracted to someone. And I thought, why would a soul want to come to Earth without that sexy magnetic feeling? And I think that when you have a lifetime in that neutral pattern, I think you're here to kind of be a voyeur and watch. You know, it's about being able to watch and not get sucked into that passionate magnetic attraction energy. So those are the 8 styles. And I've always thought, wouldn't it be neat if in America and the rest of the world too, if we really understood that these are the patterns that the Creator designed for us energetically, and it's not a little box, and sex is not just for making babies. It is for health. It is for transformation. It is for enlightenment. That's
wow.
What this energy is really for. Yeah, and it's to manifest your heart's desire as well.
Fabulous. Tamara, what do you feel about this?
Wow.
I know that you just have a million things going on through your mind right now.
It's so true, Max. And Tracy, I love the way you speak from a place of non-judgment. Imagine, I mean, the Creator designing different expressions, whether it's male, 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 female, what all those different scenarios that you gave. And I just love the fact that you just tapped into the anti-aging secret. And, you know, I mean, to tap into that kind of a ka, you know, which is available for all of us. I love just resting in the acceptance of, wow, life is happening on its terms and we're all players in it. And we get to play out whatever role is meets the desire of our heart. You know, I think that is just so exquisite. Max, don't you love that there's no hard, fast rule? I mean,
love it. Well, listen, I'm
no
an Aquarius.
Box.
You know, so we always, as an Aquarius, there is no box. We just live in, you know, in it all. We just love it all. But, you know, speaking of anti-aging, I think it's fun because Tamara brought up anti-aging. And, you know, for a long time in Japan, anti-aging was always sperm on the face, people. So I'm just throwing that out there. Just letting you know, it's an anti-aging cream. It's known to work miracles. So get that sperm on your face.
I got to tell you that I have known 5 or 6 women who are practicing this. It's called the White Tigress Jade Dragon of the Taoist tradition.
Yep.
And these women do not have wrinkles.
No, they don't.
They really don't.
No, it's a fact.
They really don't. Yeah,
yeah,
it's amazing.
Well, everyone,
praise
if you're tuning in to Max and Friends tonight, you must be like figuring out what is going on there tonight. But what we're doing is we're giving you a life class in sex. We're glad you're joining us. Don't change the dial. Just get the kids out the room. And when they're 18, play this for them. So on that note, we're teaching you about chakra sex, about lining things up and getting it on, not just about sticking it in, pulling it out and messing your hair up. Sex is more than just for making babies. It's for having for really having an enlightened experience. So we have Tracy Elise here, and we have Tamara Montana here, and we're just having a good old-fashioned adult
Oh, my gosh. And And you know what, Max, Tracy, you said something so powerful that you can actually touch one of the chakras during the time of orgasm that will complete the circle so that you don't lose energy. Because I think a lot of times men just want to, you know, when they ejaculate, they roll over, you know, right? They're just right to sleep because they think that they just lost all their energy, right? It just went out the window.
What happens if they explode and they don't return the energy to their own system, then it really is a big bang and they need to rest.
All right.
And
well,
so
then how do you get it back
things,
in?
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
No, tell me, how do you get that energy back?
Well, I was going to say what we teach at the temple, and many sacred sexuality teachers will teach this. This is going to be part of this good time to go into the orgasm homework because it all ties together.
Perfect.
So when everybody, if you become a tantra practitioner, you've decided that you're not going to just let energy happen to you. You're going to make energy happen, and you're going to direct it so that it goes where you want it to go. And to people, this sounds, when I first heard this, I thought, what? I don't know how to make things happen. I don't know how to, when I began, I couldn't feel another person's orgasm as if it was happening in my body. But the more you practice energy, it starts out like this. You have to do some exercises where you begin to sense energy. Then as you sense it more and more, you say, well, let me see if I can get my energy to go where I want to go. Ooh, I thought it, and it happened. Our energy follows our thoughts and our imagination. Just as your body says, oh, I'm thirsty, and you reach for a glass of water, your energy body is exactly like that. It's just on standby, and as soon as you think your energy doing something, it will do it. So the practice of the tantric pump is for men and women. And this is a simple exercise. Everybody in the tantra community does this. You've got to change the way you let water leave your body. Now, we're talking about peeing. We're talking about urinating, and everybody does it, you know, 5-6 times a day. And you've got to just stop letting the water just leave your body. You've got to start this practice of the tantric pump. And so as the water's leaving your body, there's a muscle where you can stop and start the flow of the water. So, and you'll know you're doing it right because you can hear the water hitting the water, right? So if you can stop and start and stop and start, and like when you've had a lot to drink and your bladder's really full, there's another muscle where you can get behind it and just push it out like a gusher. And the idea of changing the way you let water leave your body is twofold. You're going to get a connection between your will and your mind and that muscle, the tantric pump. And you're also, because you do it every time you pee, you're going to then strengthen that muscle. You're working it out every time you go in the water closet. So you're going to make a mental connection, and you're going to strengthen the muscle. Once you've got your tantric pump connected and strong, then when you're having an orgasm, and this is especially true for men, this is the practice, right at the moment when your energy is just about to explode, think of it like as when the ocean, when you watch a wave, how the water kind of flows away from the beach and it draws out back to the ocean, and then there's a moment, and then the water curves up and crashes back to the shore. You've got to use your tantric pump right at the moment that the wave is about to crash to shore. So if there's an exact moment, this is where you practice your orgasm, and right at the right moment, you squeeze. You squeeze on that tantric pump muscle really hard. And what happens is, instead of the energy exploding outward, it travels up through the ladder of light, up through the chakra system, and it lights up your ka. And men who've learned to have this tantric ingasm, where they're not exploding out, they're exploding in, they are the sexiest men. They're just, their matrix, their ka is just glowing, and women want to be next to them. They want to have sex with these men because so much of their power is being held in their ka instead of exploding it out and just giving it to the universe.
Now, let me just break that down into layman terms for all you trying to understand this. What's happening is there's the muscle that you're holding back, and we'll say, instead of ka, we'll say cock. You're not letting the sperm come out the cock. You're letting it go back in. Is that right?
Well, yeah, but you're going to continue once in a while. You want to have your fluid leave your body every now and again because that's been connected to prostate health. But that fluid would have gone out. But you've got to, I would say for most men, you want to have 3 or 4 of these ingasms and then maybe have one where you just go ahead and explode and let it flow out. So, but it's not just the fluid. This is where we're talking about the energy.
Right.
So, yes, you're right. It does stop the fluid from coming out. But when you squeeze down hard on that muscle at the right moment, the orgasmic explosion, instead of going out the wand of light, it stays in your energy system and travels up through your belly, through your solar plexus, through your heart, through your mouth and throat. The energy travels up through your body. And this is literally how we get to enlightenment.
Speaking of enlightenment, Tamara, what would you like to say?
Oh, I love that wand of light. I just think that is